Welcome back to Renovation Psychology, the show about the human side of the hammer. I'm Dr. Debbie, a psychologist with 3 decades of family practice and a lifetime of home renovating under my tool belt. Join us as we explore the new world of renovation psychology. We're taking your calls, 1-888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-587-3668. Calls on any family project. We're especially happy today to have an author with us of a book that I've enjoyed and has been so tremendous to so many people, Helping Folks Take Care of Procrastination. My goodness, we're not stuck with it forever. There's a way out. Let's listen to Dr. Fiore. Well, we're here with Dr. Neil Fiore, who has written a number of books on personal habits, The Now Habit and Awaken Your Strongest Self. The Awaken Your Strongest Self book is coming out this fall. And you'll be able to get both of these books anywhere on the usual places like Amazon or your local bookstore. Dr. Fiore, thank you so much for being with us today.
Sure. It's a pleasure.
I love it. I have read your book, The Now Habit, and I'm addicted to it. I just think it's a great book. It's the perfect book about your personal habits regarding procrastination and getting to the task that you really need to. And I'd like to read a little bit of a review that's on organizedhome.com. I have read many books on procrastination, but this is the best. In a logical way, Dr. Fiore explains why we procrastinate, what payoffs we gain, and how to overcome inertia. He is a master in productivity engineering. I recommend this book highly. So that's
wow, that is terrific.
Isn't that nice?
And I like the twist there, because really the focus is on being productive, effective, and really feeling good about yourself. It's not simply, you know, overcoming this terrible habit, and it can be really a costly habit of procrastinating, but it's really when you start to get productive and you face it from a positive direction, procrastination doesn't become a problem.
I like that. I like that it's all about the inside of your brain while you're in the midst of that, and you can really turn those thoughts around into something productive. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about somebody who has a house that has about 30 projects that are all halfway or partly done. And they're tripping over them, and gosh, they got to rest sometime, and they have to work. And what would you suggest that we do to start with at this point?
Well, first off, if you're talking about 30 projects, then you're talking about someone who is being unrealistic, and they're going to feel overwhelmed, mm-hmm. and they don't know where to start.
Right.
So one of the things that's difficult for a lot of people is accepting that we are human and that we have limits and that we must let go of some pet project in order to focus on the most important.
Mm.
So I want to know at the beginning of the day and the end of the day, what is my AAA top priority project? The thing that if I work on it, I will feel a sense of effectiveness and gain motivation and break through the inertia and get moving. And also the kind of project, if I don't work on it today, if I don't do 15, 30, or 60 minutes on it, I'm going to feel like I wasted my day. I don't know where my time went.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what that is. And there might be 2 of them. There might be 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to know what that is so I can say to myself, when can I start on this project? What can I do about it? That gains me a little bit more progress and gives me what I call a fear inoculation shot.
Fear inoculation.
Yes.
Hmm.
When I get my fear inoculation, which means I actually face the thing I've been avoiding, I break the habit of avoidance, I break the phobia, and I become more robust, and it makes it easier for me to face it next time.
Oh, girl, psychological Wheaties.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Oh,
go for it. Come on.
Yeah, right. Psychological Wheaties. Terrific.
Yeah.
So this person is overwhelmed. There's too much to do. In fact, you're only human. You're going to need to sleep. You're going to need to let go of some things and focus on a couple of things that are going to give you a sense of worth, sense of self-esteem, and a feeling that you are effective. Not only that, you say you're going to show up at a particular time, and you actually do show up. If you tell the construction people, you know, I have this project and I want it done and I want to get it finished, you really haven't told them where and when to start. You haven't even given them the address.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the same with your body. It's like, I need my body to show up at 9 a.m. on this particular day at this spot. So I always ask people, when are you going to start? And they sometimes say, well, next month. I said, when next month? You know, what day next month? And, well, maybe the beginning of the week, you know. I still have to pin them down to say, fine, that's the day and the time you're going to show up. get it in your mind, let your mind and body know where to go to work. It's the same, it's like being a good contractor or a subcontractor. You must tell the workers where and when to show up. And, by the way, that you truly are committed to the project. You can't be saying, I have to do the plumbing, but I don't want to do the plumbing. I have to get a root canal, but I don't want to get a root canal. That's the typical ambivalence of a procrastinator. The have to automatically means to your mind and body, you don't want to. It does not direct your energy. I am choosing to get a root canal. I am showing up at the doctor's at 3 p.m. today. You know, we are starting this project. You know, like it or not, they're going to look at the plumbing and get rid of those rusty old pipes, which was an experience that I had.
You know about the pipes, too.
yeah, that a relatively small bathroom project turned into a much bigger project where we had to remove all the old pipes, which were probably there from 1930, you know.
Wow, vintage pipes.
Yeah, very clogged and rusty pipes.
Oh, right.
And it's like, you know, biting the bullet, getting your fear inoculation shot, but being real clear that I am choosing to do this, I am empowered to do this, and giving a clear direction to the workers, in this case it might be your own body, where and when to show up. You then are creating a mental image that is more likely to happen than a vague sense of, I want to finish it. And by the way, I have to finish are two terms that cause procrastination.
Both the finish and the have to.
Exactly. So in my book, The Now Habit, I talk about five statements that will guarantee that you will procrastinate. And they go like this. I have to finish something big and important, do it perfectly, and suffer without any fun. I replace those in the book with I choose to start on one small step that could be 15 to 30 minutes. I'm going to do it humanly. I allow myself some roughness with it. And I have plenty of guilt-free play in my schedule. I'm not procrastinating on living and life. And that makes it a lot easier for me to get started.
Sure.
I choose to start. Choose, by the way, is a term and a function that only exists in the higher brain, in the human brain. That means I am choosing. I take responsibility. I will deal with the consequences. I'm big enough and strong enough to deal with it.
And I love this about your book, because when you're facing a task and you're the slave to the task, you feel awful and you're going to be shackled to this procrastination. However, when you turn it around just with some of these different thoughts, it's not that you need to go get a brand new personality and, you know, do 20 years of psychotherapy or get a ton of money, win the lottery or anything like that.
Right.
When you just choose some different thoughts to place in the front of your brain, and you begin to be in charge of that task. And as you say, and you're talking about being a gentle master with yourself or a gentle boss with yourself, you know, show up at such and such time, work just so many hours. You don't have to work 28 hours a day.
Well, that's another part of being overwhelmed. Not only is it the number of tasks, like 30 tasks that you mentioned, I'm always saying, when can I start today for 30 minutes? So I'm only starting for a brief period of time. That 30 minutes competes better with email, television shows, than I have to find 200 hours or 1,500 hours in my week. You don't have that. So I'm choosing to start for a small step, which is more likely to happen and give you a sense of reward. And at the end of those 30 minutes, you often feel, my goodness, it's like, I can't believe how much I accomplished by staying focused for 30 minutes.
And it's wonderful to have it have a two-way street where it starts to feed you some motivation. Now, I'm thinking this way of talking to yourself inside your brain is a personal habit that you're going to train yourself into. And I'm thinking, you know, we pick up the language habits of people around us.
Right.
And this is a great idea, I think, for a family or a home team to pick up the book, The Now Habit, and soon to come, your new book.
Awaken Your Strongest Self.
And as they pick up this book and, you know, leave it out on the counter and everybody just take a peek at it. Some people read it a little bit more than others, but everybody may become familiar with it.
Yeah, and on my website, they can also get CDs that relate to the book as well.
Oh, that's good, because then you hear these things.
Yeah.
You will also be picking up, and we reflect in our language that which is around us. And if we have this as input, and then we start to talk to each other this way, it's going to start to sink in. And pretty soon the inside of the brain is going to have a few thoughts in this direction. And I know I found with myself when I was reading your book, it really didn't take long at all to snap to it. and get a whole different way of thinking about these projects and putting myself into an active zone where I needed to be and to let myself let things slide that I would then choose to let slide rather than be a slave to them.
Excellent. Yeah. And it also means that you get away from self-criticism and self-blame. You get away from criticizing yourself, and you're just dealing with changing a habit and learning a habit of being productive.
Right. And I think that's an important thing for a home team to recognize, that, of course, we can be critical with each other and expect perfection and get kind of angry. And I think that that's probably human nature. But on the other hand, if we start to back off a little bit and get that whole polite zone going,
yeah,
we can give each other the chance to move ahead with some of these thoughts and allow some of these tasks that you do tackle to put some inside motivation,
yeah,
to propel you into the next task that you're up to.
And the last chapter of the book is working and living with a procrastinator.
Yes.
So that you learn to speak in a language that really motivates people rather than criticizes them.
Mm.
And that's a useful one, as you say, with the team.
I love
that.
That
you need to learn how to not criticize a procrastinator. You need to be real clear about when to start, when to leave, and make sure that they have that in their brain.
Mm-hmm.
They have a clear sense, so that you are a better manager and a better self-manager.
Well, I really appreciate that, Dr. Fiore. It's just wonderful that you've shared these books with all of us, and that you've been with us today in order to help us have the home team work more effectively and to get our projects done, but also to get them done realistically, pleasantly, and pleasantly on the inside of our brains and pleasantly with each other. And I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's make sure everybody goes to your website, neilfiore.com. That's N-E-I-L, Fiore, F-I-O-R-E.com. And pick up your books at the bookstores or through links on your website or at Amazon and other online outlets for books. Thank you so much, Dr. Fiore.
You're very welcome. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
This is Dr. Debbie with Renovation Psychology. Join us coming up. We have a skill set for your home team toolbox and more calls. 1-888-58-RENOVATE. That's 888-587-3668. Here's some music and messages for you.